He played with Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. He taught Lee Konitz and Warren Marsh. He was the true father of free jazz. So WRTI's Maureen Malloy had to wonder, why don't people know about Lenny Tristano?
Pianist Lenny Tristano hit the New York jazz scene in 1946. And while he landed gigs, his approach to jazz was unusual. Bebop and swing were in his playing, but he concentrated more on harmony and, strangely for that time, improvisation. Jazz writer Bruce Klauber.
He differed from the beboppers. We have a thing we call in jazz licks, or riffs, or things that we repeat that we rely upon. Lenny Tristano played no licks. What you heard was a total purity of improvisation.
In 1949, Tristano worked with a sextet that featured guitarist Lee Konitz and tenor saxophonist Warren Marsh. They made two recordings that were both fully improvised, Intuition and Digression, and most people have never heard of them. He was well ahead of his time. 10 years later, jazz improvisation exploded, but Lenny didn't try to make a comeback or to claim his innovation when it was trending.
He was so cloistered in his insulated environment of what some people refer to as the school of Tristano. He was an amazing teacher.
Pianist and Tristano enthusiast Andy Kahn. Tristano created such an outstanding jazz curriculum for his students that it started appearing in music schools worldwide. His music never hit the mainstream, but his methods certainly did. And to this day, there are still some in-the-know Tristano followers.
He was an icon, but an icon to a very, very select group of people.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.